Priya, yes, we have this hunchback woman in Mathura who, what was her name? Who Krishna and Balaram, when they came walking there, saw her, and she's carrying sandalwood paste. And Krishna said, "I would like to have some," and she said, "It's for the king, you know, the cruel king Kamsa, but I will give you anyway." And then she did. Krishna was pleased. And then she wasn't hunchback anymore. He just touched her or whatever. And yeah, miracle. You can see this story either as, look, he must be God because he's doing these miracles. But I mean, there are healers who can fix bodies also. I mean, I've heard about them at least. So, just as a proof of being God, it's kind of not the most important feature of that, but rather, and this is of course how the Vaishnavas, Bhagavatacharyas explain it, which is really beautiful. And it's, you know, here we have these two young boys, coming, you know, being seen in this town for the first time ever. And she doesn't know them. But this beautiful boy asks her for sandalwood pulp, and she is so attracted that she does the forbidden thing of giving the king's sandalwood pulp to someone else, a young boy on the street. I mean, she could probably be decapitated for that. I don't know, but big risk she's taking, right? But she's just doing it out of love. And that's what we are supposed to learn from these stories, to kind of see, understand that in Krishna's world, in the reality, on the, you know, the most beautiful parts of it, as far as I understand, it's all about love. And no other considerations. Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Paya, just give up all these other dharmas and duties and goods and bads and all that. Mami, come, Sharanam Raja, just turn to me, take shelter of me. And yes, by that little act, Krishna, of course, reciprocated not only by, I guess, by making her material body good again, but liberating her from all material contamination with his touch. So that's how Krishna is. So if we turn to Krishna, it doesn't mean that we should necessarily imitate her. Going out and grinding sandalwood paste with pulp, which is also a nice thing to do for the deities in the temple. So yeah, but it's the spirit that counts. So yeah, you might have your murtis, your deities there of Radha and Krishna, Vonitai. And you might grind sandalwood into a pulp. With some nice rose water, or how you do it. And then put on the feet, maybe the forehead of your Krishna. There. And why do you put pulp from some wood on the forehead of a statue? No, you do that same activity and you remember the story and that it was about that devotion, that love of doing something. Even though, of course, even others may think it's ridiculous. He has his statues at home where he grinds a piece of wood into pulp and puts on them. People don't understand. And some may think you're of the wrong religion, that it should kill you, free the world from such people like you. So the story in the Bhagavatam, there you've got King Kamsa, who wants to rid the world of this Krishna. But it's not about that. It's about that even that little gesture of love, because that's what it was here in the story, right? Take a little sandalwood, put on his forehead. When you do it for God, whoever, whatever name you have for God, for the love of God and of everyone, God's parts and parcels as well. But when you're personally like that, approaching God, Krishna, as I call God, Krishna will respond. God will respond. And if there's just a little tinge of love in that act, then, well, it is said, God will be so grateful. Because love is the best thing to receive, isn't it? But he doesn't know how to repay you. Well, I mean, that's the power of real love, which is what it's all about. And of course, that is personified in Srimati Radharani. We should not try to imitate, but to be inspired from and serve in our time. So I would say this is how we can understand these stories, Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam, the alla vita. Hmm.